And they had a driver that used to drive a truck for a store they had there. And he was there. And had two of the boys was there. So, and we're going to catch the colored fellow driving the truck. We're going to catch Mark and ride with him back. I said, well, I'm going too. And then they had others that live around in there. He said, well, I'll get to ride too. But anyhow, the next morning, buddy, that teacher was out waiting for us. She knew exactly how many didn't come back to school. Had everybody's name down. And you know how many we was? 32. All right, the principal won't see you upstairs, second floor.
So you went up there?
Went up there, and I just started wearing the own breeches then.
Yeah, I drove you up there. That was
it. Yep. She had two, three little boards. Might have made her a paddle.
There's time. Do that like that, pull it in, you know, and I look like that. And every time she pow, you see dust flying out of that wool pants I had.
Then come down, get out of her room, and it had railing on the side of the step, you know. Everyone that would come down would swing over on that railing and fly down. Just catch us doing that, I guess it would be another whipping. But we were 32 of us, I'll never forget that. We burn off one teacher, so she had to go get another, had to send for another one.
What'd you sit at school?
Huh?
What'd you sit at in school?
I was sat in there. In the room, they had desks and all. Yeah, had these two ones had their own desk. And I used to buy them real civil bills, kisses, girl, candy. And that old boy over here used to go to school with him. Him and I used to go together. He was in the room across, so I'd watch. The teachers and they had a hall where they'd be changing rooms. You know? I was not talking the door, so I'd get over there and get my candy ready in my pocket like that, and I'd look down the hall and people had the teacher across the hall and hit the blackboard on the other side, and boy, them kids would just pile up there trying to fight for that candy. You gotta move on like that. A big old blonde girl sitting in the back of me every time she'd see me digging in my pocket. She'd be hollering at me, give me a candy, give me a candy. She knew I had candy all the time like that.
But
I was lucky. They had some of the kids there. It was, things were so bad for them and all, you know. Time was so bad during depression.
Money.
But I was on money. And all they do is maybe just give them enough to get a lunch, like 10 or 15 cents. Well, I was always lucky. My parents always gave me a quarter. But I'd spend some of it one day with lunch, and I'd keep a nickel or a dime the next day, and then you could buy a pack of cigarettes for 10 cents them days. So I'd always keep money enough to buy a cigarette. Boy, I like to get caught like that one time with chewing tobacco. We're going to school over here then. And somebody, we'd get off the ground, we could go all over the woods over there. You know, most of the time we'd be hunting little birds and with a nigger shooter in the winter time. So we went to smoking around there. And somebody went and told on us. And the teacher said, well, next when I catch smoking over there on the ground, I'm
going to punish. Somebody
went and what? Told on us.
They were a what? You call them a?
Tattletale. So, but we did. We started chewing tobacco. And I went to to the store that morning, and I got me a plug of tobacco. Well, at 1 o'clock, that teacher decides she was gonna search everybody, see who had tobacco on them. And I said, boy, my cousin was right next to me, a girl. I said, I'm blew it up because she's got me today. I said, I had a big plug of tobacco in my pocket, and I can't throw it because you'd see. So there were two teachers there. She said, hand it to me. Said, I know she ain't gonna search me, so hand it to me. And I handed it to her, and she brought it in. If that wasn't for that, I was caught that day. I was going to be punished that day. I took one bite off of that plug of tobacco. It was called plug.